I have titled Chapter 13 with, "I thought I was a goner, but the cat came back." Ready? I want to say to all NAIT grads and ASRA members, whether you know me or not, that I am mightily proud of your accomplishments. In the early days, I would tell my students that I got my jollies from their success. That's still the case, because I know that you and your instructors have carried the torch. It has been a privilege to be part of your lives as an instructor and a friend to many of you. For those of you who may be wondering what life is like now, Marge and I are retired on the farm where I grew up, the homestead my father took out in 1927 after emigrating from Austria and not being able to find any work to make his fortune as a shoemaker for which he was trained. During the Great Depression, he cleared land by hand, just like other pioneers, and learned how to farm in a landscape and environment so different from his homeland. Mom knew Dad from their village near Graz. Before she came to Canada, a number of years after Dad, she had been working in England as a personal servant to an aristocratic lady, so she already knew how to speak English and the luxuries of life that the affluent enjoyed. She took the last ship to Canada before World War II broke out. When she reunited with Dad out in the bush here in a one-room shack with a wood stove and kerosene lamp and a team of horses, it was many steps down from the electricity and cars she had already experienced in London. Over the span of 6 or 7 summers after my retirement, Marge and I built a comfortable jerry-built house with a walkout basement. The only two contractors on site were the concrete finishers for the basement and garage floors and the pipe fitter that installed the natural gas furnace and ductwork. Initially, over the course of a winter, Marge had drawn up detailed custom plans to scale for our house on sheets of graph paper taped together. My role was to provide ongoing review to see if it was structurally sound and simple enough that I could build. We ordered and trailered all the building materials ourselves and did the construction together with only a gargantuan amount of swearing. That includes the forms for the concrete basement walls, framing, metal roofing and siding, plumbing, electrical, insulation, installing windows and doors, drywall and painting, hardwood floors and finishing. We have an old D6 Caterpillar and backhoe on the farm that I used for landscaping and installing the septic system. We didn't initially plan on living here full-time because we have friends and grandchildren in Edmonton, but during COVID, our kids convinced us it would be the safest. We sold our city house to friends of our neighbors without listing it. We basically gave a young family the deal of a lifetime that included all the furniture and walked away from it. Like most elderly people, we have some health issues, but we keep ourselves busy and active. A few years ago, I suffered from an SHL, or sudden hearing loss. I was swinging a large sledgehammer to put a slight curve in some heavy sheet metal I was using to build a tree transplanter for the front of a loader tractor, and I guess the continuous loud banging noise affected me. I was slowly losing my hearing anyway, likely from old age, and I did use hearing aids, but this SHL left me with a 70% hearing loss, making me eligible for a cochlear implant. I opted not to get an implant and bought new hearing aids, but they are only marginally effective. I'm telling you all this not to seek your sympathy, but rather to tell you how appreciative I am of your captioning skills. I watch everything with captioning, and I am assuming that any mistranslates are all due to AI voice recognition errors. I guess I may as well tell you too that a year or so ago I had a serious heart attack. It turned out one of the 3 major arteries was completely blocked. I had no forewarning, but the pain knocked me flat. It felt as if I had been shot in the chest and a bullet exited through my back. I had never been diagnosed with any cholesterol problems beforehand at all. Marge called 911, and the paramedics got to the farm from Evansburg within 20 minutes. Apparently, an hour and a half later, I arrived at the university hospital and had some stents put in. The lead paramedic subsequently told me that she thought they lost me a short way out of Edmonton, but somehow I pulled through. You know the saying, only the good die young. I can say that had I died, I would not have known any difference. I think dying is exactly like falling asleep, except never waking up.